Krishna was dancing on the board of Kaliya. Although Kaliya was at that time feeling severe pain, but the same time gopis to show the his, you can say, the artistic performances. Krishna was dancing at that time to show his artistic performance to the gopis, to give pleasure to the gopis. And also demigods, they are also watching at that time how Krishna was dancing in the head of Kaliya, in the head of Kaliya. Especially Krishna's, we can see in Krishna's pastimes, among four extraordinary qualities that we can find among the Vishnus. One is Lila Madhuri, Lila Madhuri, Veda Madhuri, Lila Madhuri, Rupa Madhuri, Prati Madhuri, Lila Madhuri. These Leelas, transcendental Leelas, very attractive, especially for the devotees. For the non-devotees, it is just like that. They feel like it. This is like that. You can say, the common Leelas. They can, even they don't know, this is extraordinary Leelas. They don't know. Krishna Leela, it is only for the lovers. Those are in stage of prayer. They only they can understand. Therefore, in Kali Yuga, it is very difficult for a conditioned soul, especially even for a new party to understand Krishna and his Leelas. Therefore, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, to cut us. How to love Krishna. Unless you develop love for Krishna, very difficult to understand. How to surrender, how to give satisfaction, how to give pleasure to Krishna. Without love, actually, in fact, what is love, even you don't know. The message of love is unknown to us. The message of love is unknown to us. You don't know. This is rare in the material world. Everyone engaged in this sense gratification. Gross form or in subtle form. Even like yogis, jnanis, karmis. In subtle form. Yogis, jnanis. They want some pleasure, sense pleasure. I am great, everyone should appreciate me. I want followers. I am such a yogi. All these sense gratifications. They are unable to understand Krishna. But actually, by the blessings of Krishna, they are achieving all these powers, mystic powers. Detachment. Whatever they have achieved. By Krishna's grace, Krishna will easily shower other blessings, we can say, like your sense gratifications, your desires, even liberation, but not prema. Krishna will not give you prema bhakti easily. This is not possible. This is in the 7th canto. Narada Muni is preaching to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Bhakti pradati karishchitna cha bhakti yoga. Easily, not easily. If you want, Krishna can give liberation. If someone wants liberation, Krishna can give. But bhakti, Krishna is very serious. If he is not a true lover, Krishna don't want. He is very strict. Very strict. He wants love only. And if you want to love Krishna, means you have to give up everything. You have to give up everything. Therefore he said, Sarva Dharman Parityaj. Mam Ekam Sarvam. These two words, Sarva Dharman Parityaj. Give up all variety of so-called religion. So-called religion. And Sarva Dharman means also body. Our body is acquainted with sometimes of food, sometimes of rest, sometimes of place, sometimes everything. Some conditions, woman body, man body, brahmachari, grihastha, all these are bodily. You have to give up. No, in subtle form you don't have. Gross are subtle. Two form you have to give your bodily attachment. Give up all sort of religion and just surrender unto me, not to others. Love is required. Unless you achieve love, you can surrender at lotus feet of Krishna. And within our heart, no love is there. Only we are attached to body and bodily relations. Like Gurudev used to say, you are not putting Krishna in platform of love. Yes, platform of love. Krishna, you are not putting Krishna in platform of love. You are putting your sons, daughters, money, bank balance. This is happening, this is happening, this is. My old man is like that. This is power. Therefore, unless you have some attachment for love for Krishna, how can you chant name? How can you chant Krishna's name? You don't have love, how can you chant his name? When love is there, automatically. Like yesterday we were discussing, I don't know, in English or Orient. Sometimes father, many times repeatedly, he is calling to his son. Sometimes he is calling younger son, but repeatedly uttering name of younger son. We have attachment to younger son, but calling younger son. Many times it's happened. Why? She has stone. Younger son. Calling younger son, but repeatedly they are like uttering younger son. This is out of love. Love is there. Everything, material you see, those are I'm going to say attached to feelings. You know, film songs. They are attached to particular issues. They are particular heroes, particular heroines, particular songs. Everywhere you can see, love is there. But they have some particular taste for love. Even in games, someone like cricket, someone like football, someone like tennis, someone like hockey. And among the players, they have also specific attachment to the player. Even if he is not playing nicely, but he is my favorite. He is my favorite player. Or if you just, even you see, when you are buying vehicle like motorcycle, car, someone like company, I like Tata company, I like Toyota, I like this one, they like. Everywhere love, we are using our love. Everywhere. Either in short form or in gross form. Subtle form or in gross form. But love is there. Therefore, Gurudev used to say this one. Krishna created this. Why? Actually, out of love. With love, this material world is existing. Love is there. We are existing. We are putting our love in different places. Yes. Love is there. But we are not putting Krishna in our love. This is the problem. But Krishna wants to show by dancing over there. Kudos, Kalyan, you see, I am a lover. You want to love me, just love me. If you don't love, then I will punish you. If you don't love Krishna, life is nothing else. There is nothing, it's only suffering. We want to love someone, but you will try your best to love someone. No one can say true love to you. Be sure. Because no one has this power. They don't know how to love others because they have only lust. Therefore, without a pure devotee, you can say very rare to find a true lover of Krishna. True lover of Krishna. True lover. There are no other desire for them. Body, home, heart, nothing else. And Krishna wants that thing. Krishna is, how can I say, very conditioned. Conditioned. Very. You cannot play with Krishna. can be very strict. If you want to become lover, just come to me. If you can't, if you don't develop love, I'll cheat you. I'll cheat you. You see, Duryodhana, you want to worship out of love. Hey, you want to worship? Just, I'm going to say, you have no love, but you want to worship. The Pandavas are worshiping out of love. Yes. And Krishna dealing with Duryodhana like I'm going to say, like relatives. Very nicely, very politely. But Krishna knows, oh, although he's my relative. Like Duryodhana's daughter married to Krishna's son. You see, relationship is there, but no love. Therefore, Krishna is also dealing like that. Krishna also dealing like that. You are my relative? Yes, I am your relative. Like material relative. But no spiritual relationship. Because you are not a lover. You are not a lover. Krishna wants to love, actually. Who cannot cheat Krishna? And he is supposed to, he is within our heart, he is judging us. How much love and affection for him. How we are serving, how we are chanting. It is our intention. We cannot cheat Krishna. So Krishna, he was dancing. Actually, when he was dancing, most of the time he was looking towards gopis. This is Krishna. You see, Sumar is suffering, Kali is suffering. And Krishna is enjoying. And gopis are asked to see all these conditions. Why that? Who is the poisonous water? And Kali is so furious over Kali's poisonous food. And he is dancing and smiling and looking towards us. And with merciful glance and loving. Loving eyesight. So he is loving eyesight towards gopis. This is Krishna. In any condition he can serve mercy. He can. Any condition. Don't be, I will say, hopeless. Don't be hopeless. Yes, those are, actually those devotees, they have no path. They are infected. They are Krishna's devotees, chanting Krishna's name. But they don't know Krishna can serve mercy at any condition. Then otherwise, why we are praying, hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu. Karuna Sindhu. You say no mercy. Dina Vandhu. The Savior of fallen souls. Yes. And dancing and looking towards gopis. And then Sukhdev Goswami just described the condition of life.
तन्नर्तुमुद्यतमवेक्ष्यतदातदीयं गन्धर्वसिद्धमुनिचारणदेवपद्मं कृत्यामृदङ्गपनमानकवाद्यगीतं पुष्योपहारतनुभिः तनुभिः सहसोपसेतुं सिङ्गि लार्ड् डेन्सिङ्ग् इट् सर्पेन्स् इन् दि हेवन् प्लानेट्स् दि गन्धर्व सिद्ध सेजेस् चारणस् दि वैफ् आफ् दि डेमिगॉड्स् इमिडियेट्लि अरैव्ड्. How they know? How they know? Gandharvas, Siddhas, Charanas, the wife of Gandharvas, heavenly angels became. How they know? Actually, Vishwanatha Chakra Thakur and other acharyas mentioning in their commentaries, more than 12 years, demigods, they don't want to reside in heaven. Most of the time they are within the brajas. Abraja. They want to see Krishna's lila. They forgot nectar, to drink nectar. They forgot to drink nectar. Only they are drinking this Krishna lila. So sweet, so pastimes. And this is one of the incidents, not even one of the incidents. Many incidents you can see when Krishna killed Putana, Asur, Pakasur. Most of the time demigods are coming, praising and singing songs. Putting flower over Krishna's head. And this is the indication for the devotees. Because devotees sometimes in developing pride, I am worshipping, I am maintaining, I am feeding, I am entering this temple, I am collecting. You are not doing anything. Krishna is giving you shelter. Don't think Krishna is helpless. Krishna is alone. If you don't serve Krishna, no one will serve Krishna. You see,
many demigods, they are ready to serve. This is first Krishna is giving chance to us to serve. This is our fortune. Krishna is giving chance. Okay, you can serve. I know your condition, you are in condition stage. You are in condition soul, your mind, body, everything is in conditional stage, material stage. Still I am giving you chance to serve. Therefore, Gurudev used to say, this was in Puriya lecture. Gadagiri, Gadavisa. Those are very fortunate. They have enough sukritis in this life. They can get the service of God. Like pujaris, this service, direct service. Yes. Very fortunate. But if we are developing pride, I am cooking, I am serving, I am doing all these things. Okay. Just you go away. Let's see whether Krishna Seva is going on or not. If all of us will go out, still, demigods will come and settle from there, will see. They know, actually they know, like one day before or yesterday, we were hearing about Vibhishana. Yes. Narada, Vibhishana. Actually Narada Muni, every day, still now, every day coming to special Bharatvarsha at the four dhams. You want to see Badrinath, Jagannath, Rameshwar, and Gargadis. Every day. Yes. They know the glory of what human knows. What human knows? He don't know anything. Actually, human don't know anything. Only his friend, he know, lost greed, anger, and he has pride, he did. It is his own property, wealth. What he knows? He don't know so many things. He don't know so many things. He know little things, but he thinking, I know everything. But you don't know anything. Even demigods, for demigods part, they are so devoted, they are other carrier of Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna. For them it is also rare. Who don't know anything? They know the glories. Saintly persons, pure devotees, demigods, they know the glories of Lord, they know the glories of deities. You know about Kishore Gopinath? When Rabji and Ramji Khan, he is a scarf with his stone, with the arrow. Rabji, at that time he was bent, he was within the forest. Then he was traveling, not traveling, but at that time. Well, within the forest, in Siddhanta. Brahma is there. So cows, evening time, you know, when evening time cows, generally cows, before cows are returning to the village at evening time, and this is the most, you can say, Godholi Samay. This time is called Godholi. You can see the cows, it dust is going up to the sky. It is most auspicious time. Most auspicious time. Before, enough grasses and know so many, you can find so many insects. Therefore, cows, they are staying up to the meat. Before evening, Jaha's son is going to set there. I know. When we are small child. And another Maharaj, Jasoda Mata, Gopi, how they know Krishna is returning? When he is returning? Then how they know? When they saw, always they are climbing over the roof of their buildings, looking. Whether Krishna is coming. But this is forest. How can you know whether Krishna is coming or not? Only they can know from this instance. Like when cows, feet dust, going to hop, and you know, thousand, million of cows. Then Nanda Maharaj, Gopi, Jasoda, they gather and they know how Krishna is there. And Krishna is there. So Ramji was there with the forest. But the Sita Mata. And this instant, Ramji saw this instant, you start to smile. Cows are returning. And they are keeping their tails, plow, and dancing. How can you know the cow is healthy? Whether he is in disease, whether he is happy, or whether there are no other disease. Is healthy, how can you know? If a cow is just jumping up in 3 feet, three and a half feet, and raising his tail, then you can know they are healthy. When they are just running, jumping, then you can know they are healthy. Their healthy mood, their health is good, mood is nice there. No other disease. So they are raising their tail. We start to dance. And every time, and Ram start to laugh. Staying with Sita. Start to laugh. And Sita Mata says, why are you laughing? Husband and wife were sitting. He said, there is no such sin in it to laugh. Sometimes you know, while you are laughing, sometimes people have misunderstood it. Why are you laughing? Sita, Mother Sita, she just misunderstood. Why are you laughing? There is no such sin in it. Why you are laughing? No, nothing else. Ravi said, no, there is some secret. Something is there. Why you are laughing? Please. Just narrate. Speak to me. Why you are laughing? Ramji forcefully said, yes. In my next incarnation, I will follow this cow like that. I have 10 cows. I have ridden from forest. At same time, evening time with cows. With calves. Then Siddhamata developed great. I want to see this smile. Because Ramji started to laugh in such a way, this smiling never Siddhamata. I experienced beautiful. This smile is different. You want to release. Why is smiling in such a way? She's not believing. She's not believing. Some secret is there, maybe. And this Leela, like in Krishna Leela, next Leela. Secret, some extraordinary feature, extraordinary leela, extraordinary qualities there. Otherwise, why smile like that? I know my husband before, but this smiling indicating something extraordinary things. Then she forcefully said to Ram. Ram said, okay, I can show my power, next power, next leela power. But be careful, you cannot touch. To carve everything, it's required time. Within this stone, you have to carve. And carve means, you cannot, Ramji, within forest only have bow and arrow. Within the arrows, and you have to carve. It's Krishna's power. And he said, you just give me time and don't touch. But when he completed this Govinda, this Krishna, and you can see when cows, Sakhas, Charuna, Mastikas, because in one stone, Ramji want to show Dwarka Leela, Mathura Leela, and Vrindavan. One stone. And in hint for, sati for. But is in the uncompleted, only seeing Krishna's feature, Krishna's power. Siddha Mata from far away, she was always looking, but she kept keep the sense. Sati Krishna's attractive power. And she touched. Then Ramji said, no, I can't carry more. Because you are something, very nice. Now it is installed, like installed it. Then Siddha Mata at that time, she was worshipping. But at that time, many demons creating problems for my brother Rushis. And these rishis searching for Ram because they know these demons are so powerful, no one can conquer without Ram. They are searching, they find out Ram. But here is the problem. And Ramji, he already carved the deities, and Sita Mata is worshipping. Now, if Ramji have to follow all these saintly persons and to save them from the demons, then we can get these deities. And because Ramji, he want to serve the devotees, she does. She also want. Now it is, he is there only. Installed it is. Actually, the installed it is, empowered it is. If you don't worship, then you will come to worship. Because a pure devotee is out of his love, manifested this devotee. They have so, you can say, equal power, so powerful, so powerful. They can fulfill all your desires there. All your desires. My Gurudev used to say, Prabhupada also said, you cannot say, okay, I will construct a temple, I will install a deity. No. Krishna will not appear. Why? Krishna wants to show our love. Who is calling to Krishna? Who is constructing? Who is arranging? Krishna wants to show his love. Okay, he is calling me for what purpose? What purpose? For what purpose? Karmi people also constructing temple. What is the difference between Karmi and the devotee? This is the devotee. Devotee wants to show his love to Krishna. This is my love. I can have dress nicely, I can have feed nicely, I can take care of him. This is the difference. So we should not develop our pride. Okay, I am doing everything wrong. The important is they are so powerful. You see, when Siddhartha left there, Brahmaji, every day Brahmaji used to come to see. Now, you know, like I don't know whether, maybe, Gurudev already closed, closed. After Rathayatra, it will open. Uthana Ekadasi. Yes. Who is your spin now? Now, Gurudev is closed. Who is your spin? Brahma. This is the time for demigods. We have to sit. We don't know actually Kalu Bhakti Yoga. We don't know the importance of Bhakti Yoga. We don't have such a mentality. We don't have such dedication. We don't know the values. They know the universe. Now Badrinath, you know, snowfall is going on. Demigods are coming. Yes. There is. They know how to give respect to Krishna. We don't know. We are worshipping Krishna and we want respect. This is our books. We don't know how to give respect to Guru. We don't know how to give respect to Krishna. We want something. And we are in conditions. Ramaji usually every day used to come and worship this Gopinath. Later, it was within the forest, even within the dense forest, one was there. Later, the king of Puri went with wives to the same place. They found out this. Then, when they saw these deities, someone is worshipping, power is there, incense is there, some hope, fruits are there. Then, king of Puri, those washtanas. How is the dense forest, someone is worshipping such a beautiful lady? There are both queen and king, they start to pray. Prabhuji, please, no one is there in the dense forest. Who is worshipping? I don't know. Please come to our kingdom. If you like, just come to our kingdom. Come to our state. And Gopinath said, yes. Very good. Then they brought Gopinath. But when Gopinath was in Ramona, and many cows are there. Many cows are there. Krishna like cows. If Krishna is there, cows are not there. Krishna is not there. Yes. Krishna wants cow. And you have to show your affection and love as equal as Krishna to these cows. Because they are very dear. Like we are serving pure devotees. We are serving devotees. Why we are serving people? They are dear to Krishna. Why we are serving cows? Not for me. Not for me. They are not doing some business. No, they are very dear to Krishna. If we try to please, we try to serve cows and Krishna, we can get mercy. Other people, they are keeping also cows. We are also keeping cows, but I, hell and heaven demands. No, our purpose is not like that. Our vision is they are dear to Krishna. If they will please Krishna. Then our Gopinath came, he found out. They are in Kirichura Ramana. Many cows are there, and it looks like Vrindavan. He said, no, I want to stay. King's intention was to bring Gopinath to Puri. But he said, no, I want to stay here. And this place, I think this place looks like Vrindavan. I feel like Vrindavan. And looks like Vrindavan, I feel like Vrindavan, I want to stay here. Please, you are a Then king is forcefully arranging something there. Gopinath. Krishna Gopinath. Later, from Adhavendra Puri, when he stole this Kira, sweet. Then Kirichura. Your Gopinath. We are discussing these things. Sometimes we are developing proud. I am doing these things. You see, when Kalyas, Krishna was dancing over the Kalyas food, even demigods there coming to give respect to Krishna. Then was. And then Prabhupada answering, seeing the Lord dancing his servant in the heavenly planets, his servants in the heavenly planet, the Gandharvas, Siddhas, Sages, Saranas, and the wife of the demigods. Immediately arrived there. With great pleasure, they began to accompany the Lord's dancing by playing drums such as Mridanga, Pranava, and Anakas. They also made the offering of songs, flowers, and prayers. They know. Therefore, if you bless them, or if you criticize the demigods, then it is offensive. Therefore, even though that those innocent people, they are worshipping demigod, don't criticize them also. According to their sukritis, they are also worshipping. And indirectly, all the demigods, they are servants, you see. Yeah, they are servants. They are servants. They have one of sukritis. They are worshipping. But don't blame. Don't blaspheme them. Don't blame common people. Don't blaspheme the demigods. They are offensive. They are Vaishnavas. And if you criticize demigods, then you are committing Vaishnava offense. Preaching does not mean criticism. No. When acharyas, they are speaking something about demigods, they want to establish siddhantas. They have no enviousness for the demigods. Or the enviousness for the worshipper of the demigods. But when a Kunishta Adhikari used to criticize, he's very envious. Out of pride, he's only criticizing those are worshipping demigods, he's criticizing demigods, he's Kunishta. Out of pride, he's criticizing. No. This is not very helpful. By this way, you commit Vaishnava offense. Because all the demigods, they're Vaishnavas. Yes. Our path is a very subtle path. Yes. And they also made offering of songs, flowers and prayers for both. When the demigods and the other residents of higher planetary systems became aware that the Lord Krishna is personally putting on a wonderful demonstration of the art of dancing, they immediately came to offer their service. Dancing became more enjoyable and beautiful to watch when it is accompanied by expert drum playing, singing and chanting of prayer. Artistic atmosphere was also enhanced by the showing of a multitude of flowers upon Lord Krishna, who was blissfully engaged in dancing upon the foot of Kaliyasa. When Krishna was dancing, who will play drum? Who will play mridam? Cow voice, they are in rendered condition. Nanda, Yashoda, they are like statues. And gopis, they are in dilemma, they don't know. Krishna is dancing on the head of hood of Kaliya. Everyone is crying. He is very furious. Water is poisonous. But still Krishna is smiling. How can they assist? They cannot play it for them now. They cannot sing. They could have been That means, oh, within the universe, there are thousand million of subjects are there. We should not develop something. No, I am doing, okay? Like, Prabhupada used to give example. Usually I am saying this example. Within the machine, if one knot, just fall down. You know these knots, threads and knots? Bolt and nuts. Yeah. One knot is fall down. It doesn't mean the owner will stop the machine. He will bring another knot and he will fix it. But the knot fall down, it is useless. If you are within the machine, then you are in maintenance. Owner will take care, operator will take care. If you, out of pride, you fall down, you say, oh, no, I don't want. Okay, just go out. We fix another one. You see, the history of his come. Our individual is coming and they just give up sometimes. They just going outside. But still, Rupa's vision is going on. Their devotee's vision. If we engage in Guru Krishna service, we can get some benefit. But if you give up, you don't think Guru Krishna, he will be in problem. No, this is false idea. False idea. Guru Krishna have love. You don't think, now many servants, they are cooking many things, they are offering many things, changing all his dress. If no one is there, in his mind he can serve. He can offer little fruits and he can please Krishna. You know how to please Krishna. Now why creating such atmosphere? To give benefit to others. If you don't serve Krishna, you don't think service will stop. And Guru Krishna will be in problem. No. They have love. They can offer anything. Anything out of their capacities. They can pray. They can please Krishna. Krishna wants only love. You don't want anything. Want love. So if we give up service, then we will be in problem. We will be in problem. Neither Krishna will be in problem, nor a pure devotee will be in problem. Because he already dedicated his life for Krishna. Why he will be in problem? He will not problem. And Krishna is full of opulent. Billions of servants are there. So this is our condition. Sometimes we are thinking, oh, I am doing this, I am doing this. No. You see how they are dancing. They are assisting. They are playing the drums. Baby girls. Oh, sometimes we are saying, no, I don't want to serve. Eh? You don't want to serve means Krishna don't want your service. Be careful. You don't want to serve. If you don't want to serve Krishna, then you serve to Maya. Maya is ready. Like Gurudev used to say, Maya is always in her hand with a nice garland. Waiting outside Sadhu's camp, please come. When you are within Sadhu's camp, you are protected. If you don't want to stay under control of Sadhu, just go out. She's waiting. The nice garland. She put on your neck, please come. Do my seva. Yes. Brother Singh, he said like that. Krishna is so powerful, Krishna is so attractive, Krishna is so opulent. No necessary to describe all. For conditions of this is a new thing. When we are describing things for conditions of, no, Krishna is like that, Krishna is being like that. How is possible? What do you know? You don't know anything. Just see. Just read Bhagavatam. The devi girls, those that are drinking nectar, they are ready to worship. And two times, three times we are eating, sleeping, and passing stool. This is our body, still we are developing pride. No one can solve me. I am like that. Oh, who are you? Who are you? Why are you thinking? You are so great. You know Krishna's position? Who is Krishna? He is giving us chance to serve. He is just helping us to chant his name. He is protecting us, he is giving his prasadam, he is giving his charanamudam, he is giving his darsam. He is possible. You don't think it is easy. Many people staying in Vrindavan, every day they have no chance to go to temple. They are doing their business. They have no time to chant one round. You see, they are staying in Dham. But a devotee, three times coming to temple, paying obeisances, chanting Sisnam, after all these things, still you are thinking, I am ill-fated. Sometimes he is thinking, I am ill-fated, and sometimes he is thinking,
no one is good at that.
No, don't think like that. Krishna protecting you, protecting us. Krishna is giving chance. He's Mula Papa. So when he's dancing and the members are assisting, then next, this is Krishna's extraordinary class. If you develop pride, in which qualities you want to show your pride, develop your pride, Krishna will cast your pride. He will destroy all these qualities. You see, everyone developing pride out of his one good qualities. You understand? So much artist. Due to his good qualities, artistic nature, some expertness is there, then we are developing pride. And Krishna is He giving this expertness for his service. But if you develop pride, Krishna says, okay, give me. This was mine. I will return your artistic nature. Yes. In Padyavali, this verse is there. Gurudev used to say, you don't know who is Krishna. You don't know who is Krishna. If you want by his will, he can make devotion to teacher. You understand? This verse is there in Padyavali, devotion mentioned. If you want by his will, he can make devotion, the seeds, to teacher. Teacher. Yeah. And if you want, teacher to mountain to shant. Shant to mountain. Yes, this is Krishna. And if you want, he can make a fool. Most malicious person. A malicious person. This is Krishna. And Rupu says, I want to pay my obeisance to serve Krishna. This Krishna. We show powerful. So excellent many qualities. And we are worshipful of Krishna. Therefore, our life is always go through. No pessimism, no question of pessimism. No question of speech. Krishna is Krishna. Be careful. Make impossible to possible. Impossible to possible. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. Only when you thinking it is impossible for impossible, impossible, impossible means you are thinking in this world. Krishna's potency is not there. Krishna is the ordinary person. Therefore you are thinking impossible. And that means you are a faithless person. Then go back. Therefore, when thinking of it is impossible. Why? Nothing is impossible. Even if one scientist said, impossible, this word impossible is in Paul's dictionary. Who said, I don't know? Huh? Srila Prabhupada said, I read also one scientist said, you don't know? I saw in one paper of the paper, this Paul's dictionary, the scientist said. The Paul's dictionary. Nothing impossible. And don't develop pride. Yad yad siro na namatenga sanekas sateka sisnam sisnas tat tat mamarda kharadanda garotni pate idayu saurhamata ulvana masya tasrum nastovaman Paramakalma samapanagam. My dear king, Kaliya had 108 prominent heads. He had 101 prominent satya ekam. 101 prominent foods. For other stars there, small stars. Mostly this 101, very concept, poisonous. And when one of them would not bow down, the Lord Krishna, who inflict punishment on cruel and wrongdoers, would smash the stubborn head by striking it with his feet. The same head, if it is not going down, Krishna forceful. What is meaning? What is meaning? If you are developing proud, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying something in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna, he tolerates everything except that. Then in which quality, or by which quality you are developing proud, Krishna will destroy this quality. Yes. This is Krishna's policy. Why? Krishna knows. Why creating pride? Why developing pride? Why pride is coming? To this quality. Okay, Krishna said, okay. I'll bring back my qualities. Yes. Man will like you. Everything is Krishna's gift for a devotee, everything is Krishna's gift. Someone is singing, someone is preaching, someone is managing. It's Krishna's gift, Guru's gift. You know? Gift is not yours. This gift. You know, anyone giving gift within the gift, you don't have experience. I don't know, in West India we have this tradition. If we are giving gift, in that gift, our name, I am giving this gift. And the government of India is giving you gift.
But Krishna is so humble.
He is giving all qualities to a conditioned soul, but still never demanding his mind qualities. No. Therefore, people don't know. They are preaching. Oh, he is a learned, he is a preacher, he is a nice devotee. How can you say this is Krishna's gift? This is Guru's gift. This Guru is Krishna's. This is Krishna's gift. This is the problem. In material world, gift means that you cannot return. Gift. No, you know the condition of gift. You can't return. But some special cases are there. You know, like a big, like in football, in cricket match, or like in wrestlers, they are giving medals, trophies. But if this person misuse, abuse, and just like he's doing some nonsense things, government say, hey, return. But within common person, it not happen. Like common in marriage festival, they're giving some gifts, it not happen. They're keeping, giving them, creating enmity between each other, they're keeping. But for important persons, if government is giving something, you return. If you don't keep your character, if you don't keep your standard, you know, this is India system. I don't know what was. Sir, man, sir, yes. This is government's gifts. Krishna's gift is not a general gift. You understand? This is government's gift. Government's gift. So, okay, return back my trophy. This is my gift. And you are developing the prior. It's not finished. This is Kaliya. Krishna one. Who is who? Krishna is just Kali is not going down, Krishna is smashing. Krishna is smashing. Yes. When actually like Guru and Krishna bless you, the blessing, Guru and Krishna's blessing is with you, that is the nature. Namrati Gurina. If someone is very religious, naturally you will come. And the example, like a tree, if he is carrying fruits, going down. What is your question? Argument, pride, hiding? No. This is not spiritual life. No. He's saying, I'm done. He's saying, yeah, this one here, this one. No. Be humble. don't drown yourself within this small pond. If you want to measure, you can measure a small pond. If you want to measure, you can measure a river. But you cannot measure the ocean. We are coming to Krishna consciousness to drown in the ocean. Not in pond, not in river. Not in river. This is ocean. And if you want to drown, if you go to down, if you want to go inside the water, sing, you want to sink inside the water, you can help me. You find this not good. If you want to sink within the water, you go inside the water, you want to go inside. If you become light, sweet body. If you become heavy, you just throw a paper. Over the water. Just put a stone, throw a stone, go inside. If you want to go inside, bhakti yoga, then you have to become heavy. We are light or heavy? We are light or heavy? No, we are heavy. In proud, we are heavy. Not in bhakti. In proud, we are heavy. Therefore, we are a drowning metal. Drowning. But in spiritual world, it's different. When you become humble, you become heavy. When you go down your head, when you become humble, you become heavy. Krishna will make you heavy and he will allow you. Go inside, go inside, go inside. Down inside, sink inside the water. Rest bhakti rasa. Metal world is different. More you popped up, more you show your qualities, more you become. Then everyone will appreciate you. Outwardly you are great, but inside you are suffering. After that, was. That's your very light, that's not heavy. And Guru's mercy makes you happy. Very heavy. This is Radharani's mercy. Heavy. Make you humble. Make you humble. Make you gentle. Make you simple. Then you can drown. Yes. These small pieces, you see, within our pond, small pieces, they are putting. For the big pieces, we are small pieces. Therefore, easily fishermen can catch up. Why Maya? Maya, although we are within bhakti yoga, why Maya capturing us? We are light, we are small pieces, we are always putting over. What? But the big pieces, you know some pieces, I don't know, in West, in India, some pieces are there. Even you totally drag the water, but still they will alive. Within the mud. Like turtles. There are many varieties of fishes. 2-3 varieties of fishes are there. Even pond, it will become dry. Still within the mud, and even outside of the mud, it becomes so strong. Still inside, they can have. They're so heavy, they know how to live their life. So, in material life, any problem may come. If you are heavy by mercy of Guru and Krishna, even water will dry up, you can stay inside. No problem. Challenges will come, problems will come, many things will come. But if your Krishna's mercy is there, you can drown yourself, seek yourself. Then you can get tested. Self life, no fisherman, Maya cannot catch you. Yes? Otherwise, you develop pride by your qualities. Like you see how Krishna is just dancing. You see, he is dancing, demigods are playing. Mridangas, Kartavas, and same time looking towards gopis, and same time looking towards Kaliya in one eye. Kaliya's which head, which hood? This is Kaliya is rising. One rise? Yes, massive. This is a process. Just bow down. Where is pride? Where is argument? Where is fighting? No. This is not spiritual. No, I'm not that. You cannot get test, okay, in narrow spiritual life. may pass 20 years, 30 years, 50 years, less people and get anything. Yes. Because this is the way, this is such a way where, you know, there is a saying, I don't know, our teacher trained us, our teacher trained, how to walk. You know how to walk? When you are walking, how to walk? You don't know, huh? Normal is how to walk. Our teacher trained us. Still, why was jumping? He was in problem. When he was walking, looking here and there, hither and hither, this is problem. This is problem. Now, when you are walking, you have to see your two toes, left and right toe. Your vision should be up to them. Understand? It doesn't mean you are like that. No, but you can see up to like 10 feet, you can see your toe. Yes. Always be humble. You see the trees, always humble. This is humbleness. And you don't, this is in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Pratapudra's son, Raramunda's brother, went to punish. Why? He shared him, king's son. And he's rising head, like a horse. You know, how? You don't know horse nature? Always like that. Showing his power. Horse. Always rising his, how can you say this? Head and shoulder. Like that. You devote each other. If you are a devotee, you are always like that. What sort of devotee is that? Don't be light, be heavy. This is not a one day business. This is not a one day business or 1 year business. There is no. This business, it's such a business, we have to solve million of lives problem. Heavy it does. You want the business. You can show your expertness for how many years? No, you see, what is happening? In case of Kaliyas, Krishna wants to smash, Krishna wants to punish. Which wood is his head is arising? Which wood is his arising? Finish. This is Krishna's, sorry, devotee, whatever he just as if this Krishna's Guru's gift. You can't misuse it. Like we are discussing before, government is giving some gift. If you lose your character, you lose your qualities, you misuse money, government said, little back on our trophy. Krishna is like that. Krishna is like that. If you misuse, if you don't serve Guru and Krishna, Krishna said, okay, I have written me. And then problems start. Spiritual problems start. Why? The quality is given by Krishna when we are not using for Krishna service. Now we are using for them, prestige and adolescence. Problems start. You can address all sorts of problems. But when you try to serve Guru and Krishna, you can find all sorts of helps. This is the difference. This is the difference. We have two hands. But Krishna, he can help you by thousand hands. You see, when Prabhupada went, 70-year-old, only two hands. And hand at that time, you see, hand at that time weak. The stick was there. It looks like, I am used to say, when someone old, you want to shelter up, stick. Prabhupada not want shelter from stick, he want to give shelter to stick. Yes. If Krishna's devotee, if Krishna want to help you, thousand hands come to you. He can help you by thousand devotees. This is Krishna. And if you don't serve Krishna, you will create thousand problems. This is Krishna. Be careful. So, okay, tomorrow you hear Jaha just carrying a vomiting blood from his I, Lord, is coming. And reminding, oh, such a powerful guy. I never experienced such a powerful guy in my life. In a whole heavy than the world. And then remind, okay, Jagat Rasa Prabhu.